Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, August 25th. It is 5:33. Thank you for being here with us. You made it through Monday and here we are. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm all right. It was a weird night last night for me. I woke up at 1 a.m. and could not go back to sleep. So I'm kind of running on like 3 to 4 hours of sleep. But it was weird because I felt like I got good sleep when I woke up. It just wasn't enough. You ever have that feeling before?
Oh, the same thing. Kind of the same thing happened to me last night. I could not fall asleep initially. I was just laying there and I was like, why can't I fall asleep? I had a lot of like random thoughts going through my mind and just I couldn't get my brain to stop. And I think it was probably like 1:30, maybe. That was the last time I remember looking at the clock.
Oh, really?
But I still think I was up a little later than that. And then the alarm went off and I realized I finally had fallen asleep. And I was like, no. Mm. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's the worst when you just... And you get so anxious about the fact that you don't get any sleep.
Tossing and turning, and even James is trying to like pet me to fall asleep. I'm like, nah, dude, that's not working.
Yeah, the petting is probably going to make it worse. So yeah, leave me alone. Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm sorry. That sucks.
No, it's all good. You know, we get through it and then you find out, oh, okay, I'll just knock out later like for a little nap. And that's kind of like what I'm going to plan on doing after the show.
That's nice. Yeah, I don't do the nap thing. And like it, if I wanted to, I probably couldn't either. Like I have yesterday, I had such a busy day. I was running around. I had some meetings and like and the same thing today. I'm like, oh my gosh, this day is never ending. But I mean, I if you look at the big picture, it's like there are worse things to complain about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How are you other than that?
I am good. Like I said, I had a really busy day today. I had to I met with a couple of people. I had some meetings to get to. I got my hair cut yesterday. Oh, and I have like a major, well, it's a minor dilemma, but it's major to me. So my nail tech, who I've been with 4 years, like I'm talking 10 plus years, I absolutely love her. She was out of the country for like 3 weeks. She and her son went on a vacation. It was a really cool like mother son thing. And so, you know, she strategically made her appointments while she was gone for 3 weeks. I mean, that's a long time, and she's got a pretty big clientele. So while she was gone, I realized that the appointment I had with her, I can't do it. Something else came up, and I gave her plenty of notice. I was like, hey, when you get back, I just want to let you know I can't do this appointment. Can we move it? And so she's back now, and she confirmed the cancellation. I got the text on it, but she's never, I asked, can we reschedule? She's never called me to reschedule. So I texted her. I was like, hey, I know you're busy catching up. Any availability, just let me know. And I haven't heard back. And now I'm like, my nails are breaking. They're like looking janky. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I cheat on her and go somewhere else?
You cheat on her. She'll understand.
Oh, man.
She will understand. And this
I've
is one
never
of those
gone to anyone else.
You'll
ever.
Be fine. It's just once. And she'll understand that, like, hey, there was this one time. And if you really want to get your nails done, you go to someone else. It's all good.
I don't know anybody else, though. That's the problem. Like, I literally don't know any other nail people. And I just feel nervous about someone I don't know. So I'm like, maybe I'll just let them grow out and just get rid of them, but then I'll never see her again.
No. So what, are they fake? Is that why?
Well, they're gel.
They're gel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gel are hard to maintain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, what do I do? Do I bother her one more time? Like, I'm so sorry to bother you. Or do I just, is that a hint that she's just really busy catching up with everyone else? I don't know. Like I said, first world problems, totally not the biggest dilemma in the world, but that's kind of what I'm dealing with
right
now.
Give it a couple days and then see from there. And then if anything, get them off and do your own nails for the time being.
I don't know how to do that.
Don't do gel. Just like do the like low maintenance type of thing. That's what I would do.
I love my gel. Oh gosh, I could never. They would fall off of me. I'm so busy with my hands. I've got so much going on. That's why I love the gels. But yeah, I was just like, dang, do I bother her one last time? And then I'm like, you know what? It's like there are people dying, Kim. Come on, like relax. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you will. You'll figure it out within the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it. That's what's going on here. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Make sure you stick around because we have more of your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. We are going to hook you up. Make sure you are listening for that. We've got your 5 seconds of summer tickets with Beat Mercedes at 7 and so much more. Let's get the show started.
Hey! You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Well, I think this is news that we kind of expected, but are you the reason the whole row kind of side eyes you when the wheels touch the ground when you're on an airplane? This new survey just came out and they polled a bunch of adults about flying etiquette, and the numbers are pretty messy. About half of us, 42%, believe passenger behavior has actually gotten worse over the last 5 years. And if you've flown anywhere since 2020, you already knew that. Like, noise takes the cake for the most annoying in-flight behavior. 27% of people pointing at loud conversations or people playing their music or their videos without headphones, like it's their personal living room. They're reaching or reclining your seat without so much as like a glance behind you. That was number two. And taking your shoes off on the plane comes in third place.
Oh.
There's a lot of different debates on this, like phone calls in flight. Yes or no? Is that okay? The armrest war, still a big debate. Who gets what armrest? Do you feel like airplane etiquette has gotten worse over the years?
Yes, I actually agree with this. And also, I experienced this firsthand. It's the D plane rush when people are coming off and they think that people in the back of the plane have to rush to the front. It's like, dude, wait your turn. It's an organized kind of mess. This lane goes first, then the next. Why are people rushing to the front?
The only time I've seen people do that was when they have a connection. And that I totally understand. Like, we should, I think it's a nice thing to do to let them, like, get off so they can get their connection.
Yeah, fair.
But if you're just arriving to your hometown, wait like the rest of us. Like, seriously, I don't understand why people do that.
Yeah, have you? So you said you haven't seen much of an influx on etiquette, airplane etiquette, or you have?
Oh, I don't think there's any etiquette. I think everybody, I think it's terrible. I just found out recently I'm going to have to fly this weekend, and I'm dreading it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get in the right mindset to fly, and I haven't had enough time to think about this. So I'm like, oh God. Gosh, and this is a last minute ticket. So I got like the worst possible seat on the plane. I'm sitting in a middle seat. I'm like, oh,
you're in a middle seat.
Yeah, that was all that was left. It was a last minute purchase.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, well, the rule says, the unofficial rule says I get both the armrests.
You would think.
You suckers have to stay with your one because you're on an aisle and you're on the window.
Yeah, that makes sense as a middle person seat. But now my question for you is, I am guilty of doing the reclining chair without looking back.
You've said that before.
And I want to know, because I want to be better, how do I go about it? Do I look behind me and say, hey, I'm going to recline my seat? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it is fully your right to recline. Like, you paid for that seat. You want to recline. It's fully your right. I will say it's annoying if it's like a quick flight. Like, why do you have to recline? You'll be fine. But I think even, yeah, just, I don't think you have to say anything. I think just kind of like a quick look back just to make sure like they don't have anything out there or a drink's not going to spill on them if you go back. I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
I still kind of be like, really? But at least that's effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because in some of these chairs too, like when you press the button and you try to go slow, so it gives them a little bit of a warning, these chairs go plant and it's not nice.
Bad construction.
Yeah, that too. So I always try to be mindful of the people that are in front of me and behind me, but I love to recline my little inch.
What is your behavior that you see on airplanes that just drives you crazy? 702-364-9400. Are you guilty of doing any of these on your own? This one just says, I flew to Phoenix last month and a grown man took his socks off before we even hit cruising altitude.
Oh, no.
That is just so disgusting.
And inconsiderate.
I cannot believe people do that. This one says, middle seat gets both armrests. I don't make the rules. I enforce the rules.
That's right.
This says, cutting the boarding line for a connection is the one exception I'll allow. Everything else, you need to wait your turn. And then Robert says, I'm the guy who checks behind me before reclining, and I still get a dirty look every single time.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, August 25th. It is 6:04. Thank you for being here. Hopefully you got through your Monday okay. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this weekend I'm gonna see my mom. It's been a couple months, so I'm excited to see her.
Oh, that's good. And you're going for grand opening for her?
Yes, she's opening up a vintage shop in her hometown. So she's like telling me, we have 22 vendors, and she's like, I want to surprise you, so I don't want to send you any pictures.
Oh, that's cool. So it's gonna be a total surprise.
Yeah, it is. How are you doing?
I am good. Yesterday was so funny. I go every like 2 to 3 weeks and get my hair done, touch up my roots and stuff like that. And I was there yesterday and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I think I want to cut my hair. Like, it's just, it was getting so long and it takes me forever to blow dry it. And I was like, I think I want to cut it. So I started talking to my stylist. I was like, hey, do you think I should cut my hair? She's like, you could. She's like, well, do you have any ideas? And so I started looking at pictures on my phone and I found a couple of pictures that I really liked. I ended up chopping off like 4 or 5 inches.
Shut up.
My hair, I chopped it.
It's hard to see you right
now.
Yeah, but
you'll see later.
Can you tell when you're doing your hair is a huge difference?
Oh my gosh. Like I go to put it in a ponytail and the ponytail's so small. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I was kind of nervous because not that I have to ask my husband's permission, but I wanted to like give him a heads up. So he didn't know. He thought I was just doing my regular, weekly appointment. And so I text him. I actually text our family group chat. I was like, hey, guys, do you think I should cut my hair? And I put a little poll on it. And
Stop, that's cute.
With a screenshot of the picture that that I liked. And I got two yeses and one no. And the two yeses were from Matt and Sophie. And the no was from Brooklyn.
Oh.
And so I was like, hmm. She's like, I like your hair long. And the other two are like, change is always good. Like, this is a cool haircut. I like it. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna cut it. I'm not going to cut off as much as I originally was going to because of Brooklyn, but I did it. So I get home and I'm like, I'm going to record Matt's reaction. I can't wait to see his reaction. So I walk in and I hit the button and he's like, oh my gosh, I like it. It looks so cute. I love it. Just like, oh my, I'm so glad you did it. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I looked down on my phone and I realized I didn't hit video record. I just took a picture of him.
Yeah.
So I have the still of his initial look at my hair, and it looks like he's so confused. He's like, huh?
Yeah, it's because so funny. It's like seeing a new person for the first
time.
Oh
my gosh, I was dying. It was so funny. But yeah, this morning I got up and I, like, you know, you forget you get your hair cut, and I was like, whoa, who's that? Oh my gosh.
That lady in the mirror following me.
I know. It was no, so funny.
So what, you decided to do the new haircut and you're happy with it?
I like it. Yeah, it's just going to take some getting used to because it's not as long as it was before. And I got like some like butterfly bangs.
Ooh,
so
I see the bangs.
Yeah, so I got those. And it's just going to take some getting used to, but I do like it. And it feels so much lighter.
Yeah.
My head feels so much lighter. And I'm very happy about that.
And are you like trying new styles when you do your hair in the morning? Or like when when you straighten it out and like curl it out, you know?
Well, I haven't like really had the chance to do that yet, but I don't know. We'll see. It's just, I don't have to do as much to it, which is nice. With my long hair, I have to like curl it or straighten it or blow dry it. So this seems a little less invasive. Which I kind of like.
Well,
so.
From what I see, the bangs are cute.
Oh,
I can't
you.
See the length because we're in different studios.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I can't wait to see it how short
it is. It was a big change.
Is.
So yeah, that's my new, you know, I was just in a mood yesterday. I'm like, it's time for some fresh starts.
I
here.
Love it.
Let's do it. So a lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere. We have your tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer with Beat Mercedes in just under an hour. A pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers with the Mega Minute at 7:30 and at 8:25. Your tickets to see Lindsay Sterling with Heads Up.
This is my station.
It's Mix 94.1 with Mercedes in the morning.
Las Vegas Paseo Verde is one win away from the U.S. Championship at the Little League World Series. This weekend's win over Soundview was 5-0, but it didn't start pretty, but it ended the way we love to see in a shutout. And we are so excited to have back on the show Coach Corey Edwards and one of the players, Brooks McFarland, live from Williamsport. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Oh, my gosh. You must be on cloud 9 right now, Coach. How are you feeling after that game this weekend?
It feels really good to be 2-0. I mean, you never know what you're going to get when you come to Williamsport. You're facing tough competition from all over the country. It's nice to see that Vegas and Nevada shows up and competes with the best in the country.
You have now rallied from behind twice in this tournament. Is this team allergic to easy starts? What's going on here?
I mean, I think we have a little bit of a time change we're dealing with. So still adjusting to that. The early wake-up calls at the cages by 6:30 in the morning. And I think we like to test it out and see how the game's going to go. I think we are pretty strong competing in close games towards the end. So, I mean, I love the way we're winning right now.
Well, it was just really cool to see the comeback. You know, bases loaded, nobody out, first inning of the World Series game. What is going through your head when you're jogging out to that mound?
I know Brooks can compete with the best of them. I didn't think he was reaching his full potential, and I think he was kind of wavering on, his confidence. And so my job was to go out there and ensure him that he has the stuff to get it done.
And Brooks, you did get it done. And tell us what was going on in your head at that moment when Coach came and talked to you. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that I thought he was going to take me out, but he came in to bring my confidence up, and it worked because it was basically loaded, no outs, and I got out of the inning.
After that first inning, you did not give up a hit for four straight innings. Did the game start to feel easier to you, or were you still like stressed out that whole time?
It started being more smooth, and it gave me a way better confidence boost.
87 pitches is a lot for a 12-year-old arm. How are you feeling right now?
A bit sore.
I bet. And now you guys are one win away from the U.S. championship game. You're playing this Davenport Northwest team. Tell us what you know about them. What is your game plan going into this game on Wednesday?
We know they have one of the best arms in the tournament, assuming we're facing him. So just prepping on being aggressive on fastballs, well-timed up. I think our defense and pitching is strong. I anticipate that we'll hang tough for a little bit. So hopefully we continue the trend and break them through in that fourth or fifth inning.
This whole team is just has Paseo Verde fever right now. What do you want to say, Brooks, to all the people here in Las Vegas and Henderson that are cheering for you guys?
We're going to get it done.
Oh, I love that. Like, the confidence is everything. Do you have a song that you listen to, Brooks, that just hypes you up, that gets you like ready to play?
Not really.
No. What about you, Coach? Do you have something that hypes you up?
Anything from Queen.
Queen. Oh, I think we need to like make that your official theme song here. Like, what should we pick, Steph? Can't Stop Me.
What about We Will Rock You?
That'll
I think
work
that's a perfect
too.
One.
That'll yeah. Let's get this going, you guys.
There we go.
Wednesday, it's all happening. We are so proud of you representing Southern Nevada so well. And just for the record, we know that's a lot of pressure on these kids. And Brooks, you handled that like a true champ. We're really, really proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats to you and the entire team. Coach, hopefully we can talk to you again after Wednesday's game with another win, getting ready to go for the championship. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
I love it. Thank you guys so much, man. I am so excited for these guys. They are a solid group of kids for sure.
They impressed me so much. I'm like, I could never do that at that age.
I know.
Pitches? Uh-uh.
At that age or any age for that matter, really.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, this is so frustrating. In case you missed it, this literally hits close to home. The two biggest reservoirs in the entire country, Lake Mead, Lake Powell. And they've been running low on water for years now because of the drought and the climate. It's getting warmer, and that just won't let the Colorado River catch a break. So the federal government, they stepped in, and starting next year, the Interior Department is enforcing water cuts on California, Arizona, and us right here in Nevada. 2 years straight, just over 1 million acre feet gone total each year across three states. So here's how that breaks down. Arizona has taken the biggest hit at 760,000 acre feet. California loses 440,000 and Nevada's losing 50,000. So yes, that's the smallest cut of the three, but we're also the driest state in the country trying to, you know, keep golf courses and fountains running on the strip,
yeah,
right?
The Bellagio.
Yeah, so every drop counts differently here than it does anywhere else. And this isn't even like worst case scenario. Back in July, the government actually threatened cuts up to 3 million acre feet a year. So what's happening now is technically like the better outcome, which tells you how bad things have gotten. Nevada isn't just accepting it, though. The Southern Nevada Water Authority has joined a brand new federal lawsuit against the Department of the Interior, arguing that what's left on the table genuinely is not enough to cover our basic water needs.
Oh,
not
gosh.
Extra needs, the basic needs, you know?
Oh my God. And now is this affecting water bills? Like kind of like what you experienced with the whole digital meter thing?
I think this isn't really affecting water bills yet. It's just affecting how much water we're going to be allotted.
Why
and
am
so
I stressed?
It's so stressful. More cuts could be coming over the next decade too. So this lawsuit is really just round one. you know, what are you actually willing to give up if it means Vegas keeps its water? It's scary to think about something so basic like water.
And our future. Like when I think of our kids, like what are they going to have when they need running water?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's scary. So that's what's going on there. Also this morning, let's talk about Cat's Eye. The group is having the kind of week that, you know, I think they deserve. Their album Wild just landed at number one on the Billboard 200, their first time ever topping the chart. And they got there in a big way. We're talking 170,000 equivalent album units. 145,000 of those are pure sales. The biggest week this group has had by every measure. And they've had quite a climb to get here. They celebrated with a message to their fans, the icon, saying, you know, watching Wild land in people's hearts feels like their wildest dreams come true. I just feel bad. They just keep dwindling down. What is there, like three members left now?
Four.
Well, Megan just took a little hiatus.
Yeah, is she still performing though this weekend at Daisy Chain?
I think she's performing, but then she's out. So we lost Manon and then
Sophia,
and now Megan. So you're left with Daniela, Yunche, and Laura.
No, I feel like there's only four, but I don't know. I think it's like what's going on with Hybe, their label that is actually going to be running this crew, and they're currently on tour with the two down. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the rumor is that they're just quietly trying to get rid of all of them, so it's just Lara and she's the star of
what?
It that's what I've seen rumors on.
My star is Daniela. I feel like
she's great
to Daniela.
They're all really great, so I hope that they figure this out, but it's turning into a lot.
And
so.
The choreography is so dynamic, and the changing and blocking, they have to do a lot to change their whole entire set when one person is down.
Yeah, it really is a lot. So I hope they get that figured out. They the number one, that's a pretty big deal. Finally this morning, IKEA, they put out their clutter report, and there's a number in here that needs to like sit with all of us for a second, because I actually know someone who does this. 10% of people admit they use their oven for storage. Not cooking, storage. I you know, most people would be assuming pots and pans and stuff, but I have a girlfriend who puts her winter clothes in her oven. She puts all her sweaters and hoodies in her oven, and she's like, I don't cook. Why not? Just put them in there.
I don't know why. I think that is so disgusting. Like, all the rust and stuff is going on to her beanies.
It's a perfectly clean oven. She's never used it. It's literally spotless. And that's I told her, I said, what if you have a house guest that wants to surprise you and cook you dinner one night, and they turn on the oven and boom, there goes all your sweaters, you know?
There's the fire.
Exactly.
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Okay, this collab is one of the coolest crossovers I've seen in a while. Disney, the NFL, Champion and Fanatics, they all teamed up and did something that I don't think anyone was expecting. They paired every single one of the 32 NFL teams with a character from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, or Star Wars. And not just like slapping a logo on a shirt either. They actually thought about team identity and city culture and fan history, and they matched it to a character that fits the vibe. They actually did like a draft, which was so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, it kicked off back in July at Fanatics Fest in New York. And this, yeah, real life draft on stage. Roger Goodell was hosting it. Tom Brady was there. Fernando Mendoza was there. Gronk. They were all up presenting picks like it's an actual NFL draft. And the first eight pairings that came out of that, were some of them were so good. So the Raiders got Darth Vader, which, I mean, fits so well, right?
Yeah, obvious, yeah.
The Bills got the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
That's cute,
right?
It's cute.
I mean, I don't know. It kind of goes. Some people are arguing that one. The Giants, they got Wreck-It Ralph because he's a giant.
Yeah, okay.
The Jets got Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, I like that one. That was cool. He's even green, too.
That fits. The Cowboys got Woody and Bullseye. And so a lot of Houston Texan fans are mad about that because they got Jesse. And they're like, why did they get Woody? And I'm like, Jessie was the star of the latest Toy Story. Why are you upset about that? The Patriots, you want to take a guess on who the Patriots
That's
drafted?
That's easy. Captain America.
Captain America. Yeah. Oh. The Eagles got Dr. Doom.
Oh, that's cool because of the green.
Yeah. And then the Buccaneers got Captain Hook.
Oh, I like that one. That was cool.
That works. And then I was going to say Captain Jack Sparrow. They should
have. That's also another good one.
I feel like that one would have been so much better for like merch stuff. I don't know. And then the Commanders got Ham from Toy Story.
You're lying.
No.
The piggy bank?
Yeah. Because their whole thing was like the pigs, right? When they were originally the Redskins, weren't like...
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean? So they're going with team history. And so yesterday, the other 24 dropped. And I just... I think some of these are great. So I'll give you the team. And you tell me who you think would be a good pick. And then I'll tell you who they actually picked. And if you want to know your team, call us up. 702-364-9400. So Miami... The Miami Dolphins. Who would you think that they would select in this draft?
Ariel.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo.
They actually picked King Triton from The Little Mermaid.
That's close.
Yeah. Let's see. Baltimore. The Ravens.
Raven Simone.
No. We didn't go with Disney characters, like real life characters. They went with Maleficent and her Raven Diablo.
Oh, I like that one. That was dope.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Cincinnati. The Bengals.
What's the Princess Jasmine's Raja?
It was actually Shere Khan. Khan from the Jungle Book.
Oh, I like that.
So tiger, really yeah. cool. And then let's see here. Well, my team, Denver, the Broncos.
I'm going to say Bullseye.
No, he's a cowboy.
Oh, because I was thinking because he's a horse.
That makes sense.
You choose.
A horse.
A horse. What's another horse in the Disney franchise?
Robin Hood.
No, they picked Maximus from Tangled.
Oh, that's a great one.
Okay, so hear me out. I was disappointed in this one. Not because I don't like Maximus, but I think they missed a huge opportunity to pick a Marvel character that just would have fit it to a T. Do you guys know who I'm thinking?
A Marvel character? Give me more hints.
He looks like a bunch of rocks.
Oh, the rock, the thing.
The thing. For the Rocky Mountains, he's orange.
Oh, nice.
There's a city near Denver called Boulder. Like, what were we thinking? Why didn't we go with
that collab, Mercedes?
You know, I was a little disappointed on this one. We're getting some texts here. Green Bay, Mickey Mouse because cheese and mice is what they're saying.
Love it.
Green Bay actually picked Chewbacca. And I can't figure that one out.
That doesn't make any sense. Is it because you have to chew cheese?
I don't know. I think maybe because it's cold there and Chewbacca is really furry and he'd be warm. Okay, so what if we turned it around and made some for local teams? Like if we had to pick a character for the Aces, who would you pick?
Let me think.
The queen from
Alice in Wonderland, yes, the Queen of Hearts.
Queen
I had the same
Hearts
one.
Is a good one.
That's the first one that popped in my mind. Okay, what about the VGK?
Okay, black and gold. Gosh, this one's tough. Is it Mickey Mouse? Because I don't know. They're the name of the franchise.
The name of the franchise.
Like the Mickey's, like the team.
King,
you know,
VGK. King Arthur.
I was gonna say Boba Fett.
Because the logo
looks like Boba Fett from Star Wars.
I see that. I love that.
Okay, what about the A's?
What's their mascot?
Elephant.
Dumbo.
Dumbo's cute.
Christopher. Yes, don't you guys see?
I love that. Okay.
What about the Aviators?
Orange and blue, right?
Chip and
Dale colors
for Flying Rescue Rangers.
Works. I was thinking Iron Man. Iron Man would be kind of
cool. That's a good one.
He flies around.
Even their mascot, he's like an Iron
Man. He's like an
guy.
Aviator guy. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. We're getting a bunch of texts, people wanting to know their team. Okay, Detroit Lions. Any guesses on that?
Simba
from the Lion King.
Scar would have been cool.
Oh, that would have been cool. Steelers, please. The Pittsburgh Steelers. They selected Pete. You know, from the Disney shorts, like the big peak guy, that's what they picked.
Oh,
I'm not
Goofy?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
This one says, what about the Colts? Any guesses on the Colts?
Another horse.
Yeah, another horse.
I don't have any guesses that come to mind. Horses on Disney characters.
Horace Horsecollar. He was also from the Mickey shorts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember him.
You know who got the worst one? And I'm sorry to the Seattle fans. I think theirs was the worst.
Is it a bird?
It is. It's the mine seagulls from Finding Nemo.
Oh, those are so annoying.
Yeah. So annoying. Wow. So there you go.
Wait, what about the Chargers? I haven't looked
I'm sorry. I totally forgot the Chargers. Okay. I can't believe I forgot that one because I think this one was pretty cool. The Chargers, they picked... Hercules and Pegasus.
Oh, that's a good
Hercules
one.
Is so dope.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that cool? You know who I think got the best one though? I think the LA Rams got the best one. They got Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's
isn't
cute.
That cute?
Yeah, that
oh
is
my
cute.
Gosh.
The Chargers flopped. They had a missed opportunity. They should have went with Bolt, the dog.
That's what my husband was saying that. They're like, why didn't they pick Bolt? I'm like, that seems like the no-brainer to
even
me.
Zeus, he carries lightning bolts.
Yeah. Or Flounder, because they're blue and yellow.
So there's like some really cool collabs. Some are better than others, of course, but they have merch, and it's, the Chicago Bears picked Baloo from the Jungle Book.
The Bears.
It's so cute. Their merch looks so cute with this big old Bear Necessities head on it. So it's really cute. There you go. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Is it Lena?
Yeah.
Lena, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Woo, good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, we're ready.
Oh, who's helping you this morning?
My husband, Dave, and my son, Zyler.
Zyler and Dave. All right, guys, let's do this. If any one of you knows an answer to one of these questions, shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on. We've got 10 questions for you. You have 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. And if you do that, you are going to see the Jonas Brothers. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the capital of Texas?
Down.
Yes. What Disney movie did the Jonas Brothers star in with Demi Lovato?
Pass.
Fill in the blank. A blank is worth 1,000 words.
Pass.
Professor X is associated with which superheroes?
X-Men.
Yes. What is the longest-running Broadway musical of all time?
Cat.
No. What is the name of the girl group in the movie K-pop Demon Hunters?
Cat.
Which Jonas Brother is married to Priyanka Chopra?
Nick.
Yes. How many seconds are in 3 minutes?
180.
Yes.
180.
Which animal is known as the unicorn of the sea?
Narwhal.
Yes. What band did Joe Jonas form before reuniting with his brothers? Darn it, Lena and Zyler and Dave. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Those weren't that easy, honestly. You started off strong. I heard... the capital of Texas. I heard in Austin, then I heard in Dallas. But Austin, the correct answer. The Disney movie that the Jonas Brothers starred in with Demi Lovato, that was Camp Rock. We would have also accepted Camp Rock 3, which just came out. Fill in the blank. A blank is worth 1,000 words. That is a picture is worth 1,000 words. The longest running Broadway musical of all time is Phantom of the Opera. Cats was a great guess, though. What is the name of the girl group in the movie K-pop Demon Hunters? They're called Huntrix. And the band that Joe Jonas formed before reuniting with his brothers was DNCE, Kicked by the Ocean. I'm sorry, Lena. Oh, you tried your best, but unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute, which means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to see the Jonas Brothers in concert as they bring their Burning Up tour all over again back to Las Vegas in November. Caller 20, you get these tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
You ready? Hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So we have an update on the Hawk Fire burning near Reno. Crews are finally gaining some ground. Containment jumped from 0 all the way to 27% overnight, which is great. Kind of a number that makes you exhale a little bit. The fire has already destroyed or damaged at least 38 homes, pushed thousands of people out of their neighborhoods, but firefighters appear to have stopped it from reaching the Somerset community, which was one of the biggest fears early on. Evacuation orders dropped from 42,000 people down to about 23,000, though there's another 40,000 that are still under warning and have to stay ready to move. 4 civilians and 3 first responders have been hurt so far, but officials say a person caused the fire. They just haven't said whether it was intentional or if it was an accident. So hopefully they get even more of this fire contained throughout the day today. But that was some good news coming out of there.
That is great news, because yesterday we talked about 24 hours ago was at 0.
I know.
And now at least it's, yeah, there's progress. And the videos, man, it's just, it looks like something straight out of a movie.
It's scary. It's scary. And I know a lot of you have kids that go to UNR and they've been kind of worried. Classes have been going. But the university's done a good job of keeping everyone kind of informed on what's going on. And so it looks like they finally are getting a handle on it, which is great news. Also this morning, imagine you wake up tomorrow and the news says, okay, it's official. Aliens are here. Confirmed. No more debate. They are among us. A new survey asked Americans how they'd actually feel about that. And it turns out that we're more curious than scared. 38% said they'd feel curious and only 17% said fearful. So maybe most of us are ready to roll out that welcome mat instead of running for the hills on this.
We're all sick of each other. Yeah. All humans need more other extraterrestrial life. I think it is interesting and curious, because I think we're coming into a form of like being more open to things. And I don't know. Back then I was like, oh no, aliens are scary. They're going to kill us and take us away. I'm like, hey, please take me away from this place.
I just watch movies like E.T. or even recently what was the Ryan Gosling Project Hail Mary?
Oh yeah.
And the aliens are nice. They're like super nice. So maybe if we just don't approach them aggressively and show them that we're friends, it doesn't have to be as scary. You know?
I would hope they would have answers for us, like how we can fix our economy or how we could do this. They're probably coming to us and be like, you guys need help.
I would ask, can I tow your ship? Let me in your ship. Let me see that thing.
Yeah, but like, I wonder, can you breathe in there? Like, do they have a different kind of, you know, breathing system, like Rocky on Project Hail Mary? Breathe in nitrogen or something, so he couldn't survive on oxygen. That made him die. So if you go on that ship, you better have the appropriate, you know, kind of helmet or something.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, dating apps are officially getting dumped, and not for another person, for real life. People are exhausted from swiping and getting nothing back from it. So new data shows where singles are actually meeting each other now instead. And it's not what you would expect. They found that people are going to events, and Eventbrite, they found that events using like meet cute language was up 117% already this year. So the real shock is what kind of events. Trivia nights are up 403%. Mahjong meetups. Yes, Mahjong. It's having a huge moment.
It is.
Up 235%. Bird watching gatherings.
Stop.
Are up 131%. That's a real thing. People love bird watching.
I do love bird watching, but I technically think of it as like a hobby. Like, let me go out into nature and bird watch.
Oh man, people are obsessed. They're choosing a hobby and hoping for maybe a little side of romance with it. And I think it's good, because then you know you automatically have something in common, right?
Yeah. What about like pickleball? I don't know why, because I feel pickleball is still kind kind of a thing. I feel like people are dating and meeting each other at pickleball.
I see a lot of friendships formed at pickleball. I met some really nice people. Obviously I'm not on the market for something like that, but I could see you meeting someone whose common interest is like, you know, fitness, getting out, meeting people. It's a good social activity for sure.
Have you seen these wellness events here in Vegas? Like people are going to yoga instead of going out to the club at Omnium. Like this is brilliant.
Yeah, they're doing it at the actual day club.
It's so cool.
Right by the pool. And yeah, instead of doing shots of tequila, you're doing shots of wheatgrass. It's perfect.
This is Mercedes in the morning.
Okay, carpool. Supposed to be the easy part of the morning, right? You trade off weeks with other moms. No one has to think about it. Sarah is on the phone right now because something has been happening in her car lately that she says she cannot drive through anymore. And it's got you kind of stuck between saying something and just kind of white knuckling it on your way in every day. Hey, Sarah, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Okay, so I really need some advice because I'm in an awkward situation with our school carpool.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so there are four moms, and we rotate driving our middle school kids to school every morning, you know. But there's this one kid who has, let's just say, really bad hygiene.
Oh.
Yeah, like the second they get in the car, you can smell it. Actually, it's gotten to the point where I'm cracking the windows, even in this triple degree heat, because the smell is so strong.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I just feel terrible because, you know, this is a kid. And I don't want to embarrass them, but I don't know how much longer I can drive around holding my breath. And here's my thing. Do I tell the mom? And if I do, how do I say, hey, your kid smells, basically, without making this really uncomfortable for any of us?
Have any of the other kids in the carpool said anything or made any sort of a comment?
You know what? My kid did. I didn't bring it up. And my kids said that, and you know, their other friends said the same thing. But other than that, no. Nothing in person.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Does Kelly say something to the kid? Do you say something to the mom? You never really want to be on the other side of that conversation. But, you know, I feel like that's the age where the kids start smelling, and not just boys, like girls too.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, they just, that's when things start changing and puberty kicks in and smells start coming in. It's all about like teaching them I think if you approach it in the right way, like you don't want to be the one that has to do that. I get it, but flip it for a second, Sarah. Like if it were your kid and the other moms knew something was going on and no one ever said a word to you, would you want to know?
Exactly. And that's where yes. Okay. So thank you. That's where I'm coming from. So how do I say it though?
That's the hard part. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I do think you say something, but only to the mom. I don't think you say anything to the kid, and never in front of the other moms too. You know, just keep it kind. I would say something like, hey, I just wanted to mention this, you know, gently, because I care about him and I would hope you would do the same for me if it were my kid. But I've noticed like some strong body odor lately and I just wanted to kind of check in. Sometimes it's just a deodorant issue. Sometimes it's a wash issue, and just kind of keep it like you're not attacking the parenting. You're not embarrassing him. You just want to be the friend that says something before someone else starts making fun of him, you know?
That's so funny because I don't know. For me, I would be so straight up. I would just like, hey, guys, as a group, hey, guys, we're 12 years old. Our bodies are changing. Just a heads up. Make sure you're wearing deodorant every morning and bringing it with you, because throughout the day, you're going to start to sweat. And just make it a group thing and not point anyone out. And then maybe tell the parents later on, like, hey, guys, just to let you guys know, I told the kids this. Hopefully, you know, we're all on the same page on this.
I would just worry that they would start singling that kid out, knowing, like, that's the reason for the conversation. One kid, I don't know. Kids can be mean.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. Sometimes, like, the direct way is the best way. Hey, Sarah, hang on the line because we're getting some phone calls here. And a lot of texts. What do you think Sarah should do? Should she say something directly to the kids? Just tell them, hey, you stink. Like, let's start wearing deodorant, guys. Or do you say something to the parent? Do you just keep your mouth shut and keep the window down? What is...
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3-6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/weight.
I'm here.
Okay, thanks for hanging on. If you're just joining us, we're talking carpool drama this morning. Sarah is on the phone. She has a situation with one of the kids she drives in the carpool. Basically, it's a hygiene issue, and there hasn't been an appropriate time or place to say something. You don't know what to say. We're getting some calls and texts on what you should do if a kid needs to be told to work on the hygiene. Do you say it direct? Do you go to the parent? Let us know what you think. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, good morning. You're on with Sarah. What do you think?
Hi. Good morning. Honestly, I think that you should have a talk with the mom and just, like, have her talk to her daughter and, like, maybe buy her some deodorant or like perfume.
Hide it in a, like, boo basket since Halloween is coming up. So, like, it's not that obvious.
A boo basket! I love it, Kelly! That's such a great idea! You know, you just try to help out a little bit. Here's a boo basket. Oh, yeah, there's candy in here. There's also deodorant if you are so inclined. Yeah, that's an idea. Let's talk to Aaron. Aaron, you're on with Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What do you think? Do you say something to the kid? Do you say something to the parent? How do you do this?
Well, first of all, if it's a boy, he's just going to smell because boys smell. So you can't even say anything. It doesn't even matter what you say. But if it's a girl, you definitely have to go to the parent first and be very delicate about it, because about that 12-year-old range is when the hormones start changing and, you know, things start happening.
You know what? I just assumed it was a boy. I don't know if you said earlier whether it was a boy or not. Sarah, is it a girl or a boy?
I didn't, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Actually, I just don't want to,
You don't want to.
Well, if it's a girl, tell him. If it's a boy, you can just tell the boy right to his face. He's a boy. He don't care.
Hey, you stink. You stink. Let's get a handle on that. Thank you so much, Aaron. Let's talk to Nadine. Nadine, you're on with Sarah this morning. What do you think?
I think she should gently tell the young person. This happened to us. We moved here in the 80s, and we had the house with all the kids, the rock band in the garage and everything. And one of the boys that used to hang around had started getting really bad body odor. And he'd sit on the couch when he was in the house, and there'd be these pillows, and they would stink. So my mom got sick of washing the pillows, and she's a sweetheart. She turns 87 today. She pulled him aside nicely and had a little talk with him. And I don't think she gave him any deodorant, but she told him to get some. And he took her advice. And he was one of three boys. His mom was a single mom working all the time raising them, so he didn't have a lot of that input from home. He became the best-smelling kid in the neighborhood after
that. Aw, that's sweet. So the key is, hey, Nadine, is your grandma busy on her birthday? Could she maybe talk to Sarah's situation?
Yeah, can I hire her? She can. Let me get her. She's downstairs.
That's amazing.
I'm singing happy birthday.
Oh, wish her a happy birthday from us. That is amazing. Nadine, thank you so much. Yeah, that would be nice if we all had that grandma that could do that. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's talk to Julia. Julia, good morning. You're on with Sarah. What do you think?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up?
I agree with you. I would approach the parents and just, like, you know, your child smells. I wouldn't give suggestions, though, because some parents take it, like, to heart, like, oh, I'll raise my kid the way I want to, or something like that. But just, like, because I think the kid could feel self-conscious, even though it's a group, like, they're going to know it's them or something. I just feel for the kid.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too soft when it comes to kids. I don't want to make them feel bad, but we're getting a bunch of texts. Sarah, this one says, I'm a teacher. This happens more than people think. Usually it's not neglect. It's a kid who doesn't know how to manage puberty yet, and nobody's taught them. A gentle heads up to mom could genuinely change this kid's whole year. This one says, my neighbor told me my dog had bad breath once, and I wanted to crawl into a hole. Now imagine that. But it's your kid, Sarah. Please handle this with love. And then this one says, say something. I was that kid in middle school And I still remember exactly which teacher finally told me, instead of letting me find out from other kids being cruel, it should always come from an adult who cares, not a classmate being brutal about it. Oh, man. What do you think you're going to do, Sarah, with all this advice?
You know what? It's been actually really good advice. I am just going to privately tell the mom. I'm just going to and not make it a thing, because like you said, if it were my kid, I would really want somebody to gently just be either tell me or like that teacher, tell them privately.
Yeah. Or what about the boo basket? I still like the boo
basket. I love the boo basket idea.
Sometimes you get into these weird challenges with your family, your significant other, and this is, I don't think I'm quite understanding this one. Can you explain it to me again?
Yeah, of course. So there's this song that I'm obsessed with right now, and we actually play it on this radio station, and it's Midnight Sun by Zara Larsson. You've heard it. You probably love it.
Of course, yes, love it.
And there's a part in this song where she has done it on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she sings the riff really, really long, and it's the notes are super crazy, and it sounds like this part.
I love that part.
Doing it for a long, 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 long time. And so James and I, me and my husband, whenever this song plays, we will try to do the riff with her on this part. We started on sun, and we'll keep going. And going.
Can you do the whole thing?
We've tried, but James and I, we go back and forth, and I lose my breath.
Try it. Try it again. Why don't you? Well, we can all try it. Like, okay. I need to listen to it, but like, why don't you give it a shot?
All right, here's the Midnight Sun Challenge with Mercedes in the morning. Here we go. Oh, man. Sun! See, like, I got...
She holds it for a long time.
This girl is a vocalist.
Wow.
I am telling you. So I can't do it.
Ramon, do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, do you want to give it?
This doesn't sound terrible, but yes, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
So.
He lost it. He lost it already.
Guitar.
It does hurt. It hurts.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
You got this, Mercedes.
Wait, hold on.
And you have to go the up and down.
Up and down, yes.
That's the hard
down.
Part.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, okay, ready?
Okay.
Tell me how, isn't that super hard?
Wait, I feel like I did it, but I just sounded horrible doing it. I didn't run out of breath. I just can't hit a note to save my life.
Got a little flat towards the end, but you know, the A for effort. Okay, one more shot, Mercedes.
Wait, hold on.
Get the diaphragm ready.
Let me not like be directly on the mic. That was freaking me out, okay?
Okay, let's do this.
Here we go. Horrible.
There was a part where you were going down and she was going up, but you still did it, and I think you did better the second time.
Opposites. We were like on the opposite end. Oh my gosh. That is, of all the challenges, here we are doing like the stupid ice bucket challenges and stuff, and Steph's doing the,
sounded like I'm about to break some windows.
I know. Let's let Zara do it the right way. We'll play it right now. Midnight Sun. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, it's, I feel like these are kind of the things that we should all agree on, but there seems to be a fight when it comes to kids. A new survey out is showing how we feel about social media and children, and 62% of adults think kids 15 and under should not be allowed on social media at all. And 35% go even further, saying that there should be an actual nationwide law preventing anyone younger than 16 from creating an account in the first place. It's not totally black and white on this. Another 27% agree with a ban in theory, but think that parents should have some say. And 17% think it should be a family decision. I just feel like kids will find a way no matter what. Like, you can put all these bans on it no matter how hard you try, and they'll find a way. They always do.
Even if you didn't give them devices until that age, they'll still find a way,
I think so. On a laptop, on a
tablet.
The tablets. kids. Yeah, there's ways. They're so smart. They're so creative. They can figure out anything. But do you think a ban would make things better?
I think so. I think a nationwide ban. Isn't Australia already doing something like that? Like under 16, they're not allowed to have social media. So I think we should be implying this.
Is it having a positive effect? Have we seen any of the results?
I think it might be too early because I think it was just recent with Australia.
Yeah. I don't know about a ban. I think I would like to have a little bit of say in that. Truth be told, I would probably agree with it, but you know, I want to be the final decision maker on something like that as the parent, you know?
Yeah. I do think 16 is a good age too.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that you would like them to be a little more mature at that age.
What age did your daughter start getting social media?
I think they were like 13 is when we let them open an Instagram, but you know, it was private. They were only friends with people we knew,
yeah,
and us, and I had the passwords to all of it. But honestly, they don't do a whole lot on there.
Seriously.
They never post,
and
like they don't do anything.
They only add stories to their close friends.
Yeah,
the green thing.
Yeah.
My nephew added me as a close friend. I'm like, oh my god, I actually feel
I'm privileged.
A cool.
Yeah. Also, this morning, if you have ever felt like your dog can read your mood just by looking at your face, science is now backing you up. There's this new study, and they used brain scans on dogs while they were showing them photos of complete strangers making happy, sad, angry, fearful expressions. And when a dog saw a happy face, it lit up the exact same reward center in their brain that activates when they get a treat. And here's the part that gets me. This wasn't just for their own owners. A totally unfamiliar person smiling at them triggers the same response. Like the dog's brain doesn't even care whose face is happy. Happy is just happy, and happy means good things are happening, you know?
Dogs are smart.
They're so cute. The study mostly used border collies, so they still want to test other breeds to see if it holds up across the board. So next time you pass a dog on a walk, just go ahead and smile at it, because to them, it's the same as a biscuit. Aww. That you're giving them. It's a treat.
With Momo, I mean, honestly, I don't know if he can read the room or not, but there have been moments where I've been sad around him and this guy just wants to play. So is he trying to get me in a good mood, or does he think sadness is happiness? I don't know.
I think he's probably, yeah, trying to lift your spirits. I think they are really, really smart and very intuitive. And just the fact that they get happy if someone else is happy, they're such people pleasers, you know?
And how crazy some pets can tell if their owner is pregnant or if they have like a diagnosis of some sort. I think those are crazy.
That's my, I think I told that story, right?
Oh,
about,
yeah.
Max, who just kept like sniffing my stomach, and this was before I thought I was pregnant, and then he would like lay on top of it like he was protecting it. I'm like, what?
That's,
are you
so,
doing?
What smell are you giving off to
I
say?
Don't know.
Yeah.
The pregnant smell. Finally, this morning, this post is blowing up on social media. BuzzFeed did an article about it, a list that is calling a very specific generation out by name. And you know, I have to say, you might get a little defensive as I read through this. The whole premise is simple. There are certain words and phrases that the second they leave your mouth, everyone instantly knows your age bracket. Okay, no ID required. And once I go through some of these, you've probably said at least three or four of these in the past month without even thinking twice. Oh, it starts innocent enough. Say, if you're recording someone on your phone and you say you're videotaping instead of recording, you've kind of outed yourself. I see that on social media all the time when someone like records someone throwing a fit. Like, why are you videotaping me? It's like, it's not videotape, it's,
yeah,
recording.
Videotape,
but
I haven't heard that. Like, with a camcorder?
Same as the hashtag. Instead of saying hashtag, you say the pound sign.
I haven't said that in a while.
I know,
but okay.
That's an older one. If you still say, when you're talking about time, oh, it's 3:30 or it's 3:45 when someone asks you the time, that's a rough one too, because half of the generation doesn't even know how to read an analog clock anymore, let alone talk like one. So that's a sign you may be of a certain age. This is where it gets a little more personal. Calling a therapist a shrink is apparently a dead giveaway.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard shrink in a while. I
know,
can hear that.
Is that like derogatory? It sounds kind of insulting
it
in
does.
My mind. I don't know.
Like you're going to a shrink because there's something wrong
they
with
need
you.
To shrink something in your brain. I don't know. Saying earbuds instead of earpods.
My mom says earbuds.
Earbuds.
Earbuds or whatever. whatever.
Yeah, that's you know, that kind of tells you something. The list keeps going on and on. Instead of purse, if you say a pocketbook.
A pocketbook?
That sounds like something my grandma probably would have said.
Old.
Stewardess instead of flight attendant.
I've heard my mom say stewardess before.
Slacks instead of pants.
Are you talking to my mom right now?
I know. I haven't said any of these. I don't even know if my mom has said. My mom has said stewardess, and I always correct her. I'm like, Mom, it's flight attendant. And she's like, stewardess, whatever.
So is it not the same? It's different? Stewardess and flight attendant?
Stewardess is very dated.
Oh, it's just a dated way to say it.
Yeah, it's okay. A dated way. Beauty parlor instead of a salon.
Wow, like 40s and 50s.
My grandma worked at a beauty parlor. She owned one, and she would call it beauty parlor all the time.
And then this one that gets almost everyone over a certain age saying supper. Instead of dinner.
Supper, like the Last Supper during the Jesus time?
No, just like you walked off a farm in 1985, basically. It's Mix 94.1.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!